Hey, Gut Fox here. We're back with episode 135 of Mutt Men. I am joined, as always, by the Texas boy. How you doing?
What's going on, brother? I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good to hear. I am doing swell, like some sort of ocean current. But Texas, do you have a story for us? We haven't done a text message in too long. What do you got for us this week?
I don't got a story.
Bullshit.
I don't have a story that I can say on the podcast, so I don't have a story.
What do you mean on the podcast? What do we, chop liver? Like, not good enough for your stories anymore?
Well, no. Like,
are you collecting in some sort of book and selling them to the, like, market?
All I'll say is I have not done anything the past weekend besides hang out with my lady friend.
So. Are you waiting for the
y'all
statute of limitation?
Y'all want.
How old is this lady friend? Is this, like, a statute of limitation issue?
No. No, it's not like that. I'm just not. That's all I think I did. So I'm just gonna just talk about that and move on.
All right, fine. We're joined by an esteemed guest this week.
What was that, sir?
Yeah, sir.
We
got Xerxy on the podcast. Everybody, make sure and check out. If you're watching on iTunes, check him out on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, check him out in the links in the description below. Him and Texas's channel will be there. But Xerxy, how you doing, my man?
Pretty good. Y'all been doing this for 135 episodes, though?
It's like 65. Like, Gut Fox is doing it for 135, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like it. You know, it's a tradition, a institution now in the Mutt community.
True.
Would you say so, Tex? Yeah, yeah.
Basically, yeah, this is the one thing that we do every single week that people look forward to. Seems like it gets so bad when we don't upload. We're a podcast that... It'll be up when it gets up, bro. Calm down. I understand we're in your routine. We love that we come into your home, into your ear, and we say nice things to you. You make it feel this type of way, but they be mad as fuck when it's going to go up when it's supposed to. I'll tell you that. They be at my neck, text for the podcast. I'm sorry.
I'm as it should be. We like it. If we're ever slacking, make sure and let us hear it. Yeah. I appreciate that. Go ahead and threaten us. Like, say I'm unsubbing. Do stuff like that because it really whips us into shape. No lie. Love hearing feedback, any type. But, all right, we got a packed agenda for this week, I'm guessing. What do you think? Let's put an overrun of this podcast. I'm thinking 1 hour, 20 minutes. Tex, over, under?
Under.
Okay. Zerk, over, under?
Probably under. We'll see.
Okay, all right, let's test it.
It is going to go over by 45 minutes.
It's going to be 200. That's how it works. 2.5 hours.
Just podcast. Checked. The last podcast we did was 2.5 hours.
Holy
yep.
shit.
Whoa. Yep.
That was a long call. I remember at the end, my girlfriend actually came to my room. Remember that last time?
Oh, right, yeah. And we chatted with her a little bit.
Yeah.
That's right. I seen you two streaming together, too. I like to lurk. I don't like to chat too much because usually I'm editing. But, yeah, you guys do a little bit of co-streaming, right?
Yeah, she likes being in the stream. She likes interacting and stuff. Like, when she's not here, she'll still be, like, on her phone in the stream, and she just spams emotes. She likes it.
That's cool. Like, that's good to have. Go on, sorry.
She bought like $10 worth of bits to send me. And like she spent $10 and she gave me like $5 worth of bits because she had to buy them. And they're like double the price whatever that you sent.
Yeah, bits are a rip. Like they kind of suck because it's like 40% overcharge. Like that's the unfortunate part. So, but that's nice of her. It's really cool to have females that support you. I know Texas is currently struggling with that. He says he loses all of his time to his current female, and so she doesn't support. She doesn't support his nerd habit or whatever it is.
I just don't know how you have the time because, like today, I didn't get to do a team of the week video because I was out at the mall buying pillows.
Buying pillows?
Like what?
What pillows in the mall for?
First of all, we wanted to go walk around the mall. She wanted to go walk around the mall. Whatever she does, I do. It's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
Secondly,
true.
Yeah. Secondly, like. I can't be like, I'm going to go play video games. You just chill here. It's just weird, right? So, I don't know. So, I don't know how y'all got the girlfriend and it got father time, especially you, because you be putting videos out like every 5 minutes, it seems like.
I mean, I've been, ever since Madden dropped, I don't think I've gone, except for Sundays. The past like 3 Sundays, I've only uploaded 2 videos, but every single day I've uploaded at least 3 videos and I stream like 4 times a week. And then I go to the gym like 5 times a week too. So, it's tough, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite the grind, and it's paying off for you. We'll get into YouTube in a little bit. But first, I want to ask, Texas, pillows at the mall, isn't that like Amazon? Like, what's a mall now? Aren't they all out of business?
Well, like, if she wants pillows now, we go get pillows now. You know, you have a girlfriend, Fox, and she wants to go get some hot coffee. and not wait for Amazon to send a coffee maker and the beans. You're going to go get some hot coffee.
Okay. When you, all right, I've never been out of beans in my life. Like, how do you go in a household without coffee beans, first of all? Like, that's like a necessity. Like, coffee beans is as much like to me, like a shirt is to a human being. Like, you got to always have it on you. If at least you're going to be a productive member of society. So, I don't know. I don't understand your situation. It doesn't make any sense to me. But let's move on to the podcast.
All right.
Let's
show me then.
Zerch.
Shit on my chest.
But that's your kink, so it's cool, right?
That's fine.
Hey, Xerxy. Yeah, your YouTube doing really well. Putting up. Do you think it's because Mutt? And I kind of want to get your overall opinion on Madden and Mutt. Is it because Mutt's been very good this year? Like, people that do Mutt content are doing pretty well. Obviously, CFM YouTubers are doing pretty well, too. But, like, gameplay guys, I notice when I put up gameplay, it's not as strong as I'd like it to be. But Mutt content seems to be absolutely dominating. Like we saw, like, just, like, even a neutral party, like EA Sports. When they do their competitive tournaments, last year, they get, like, what, 4K? This year, they do, like, a competitive, or they do a Mutt thing where they talk about Mutt Heroes. It's, like, 10,000 people watching. Not just for the drops, but just for the content too. So it seems like there's a very high demand for Mutt content this year. Now, what is your opinion on Mutt? Do you think that has anything to do with it? Like, or is it Mutt just Mutt and everybody always uses it? Or are they doing a good job this year? And then compare that to gameplay.
I feel like, so like you said, gameplay doesn't do very good. My channel is not based around gameplay at all. Even though I said I was going to do more gameplay this year. And I've been trying, but it seems like if I don't push out a gameplay the day the card comes out, then my video is going to get, like, barely any views. And I don't know if it has something to do with Madden coming out a little bit earlier this year, which is why, like, content guys and tip guys are doing way better, which, I mean, I look at other YouTubers, see how they're doing as well, and it seems like everybody's doing pretty decent for this time of the year.
But, what do you mean, like, this time of the year?
It's just really bad. Yeah. Well, so August, of course, we have, you know, you get a ton of views. Like, August, I had, like, 1.7 mil, which is a ton.
Yeah.
And then this month, it seems like a lot of YouTubers who did really good in August, their views fell off a decent bit. And then some YouTubers, they just haven't been uploading as much. Like, in August, a lot of people were uploading gameplay, getting, like, 10K, 15K views. Now they don't like the gameplay at all, so they don't upload gameplay. So they're not getting a lot of views on their channel.
Yeah. I definitely noticed that a lot of people, you know, we like gameplay for a little bit, then we start to realize its flaws. Like, here's the thing. I rage quit my stream launch night of Madden 19. So, I've been kind of frustrated with it since the very beginning. but, as for Mutt, like, I think, like, a common meme or thought in the community right now is, like, the Mutt guys are doing an amazing job. Like, they're killing it. Like, we saw, like, a new Drew Brees came out after he set a record. Awesome. We wanted more limited time cards, like, especially during Team of the Week, and we got one, even though it was kind of, like, a special limited time. But, like, overall, like, the Heroes promo, kind of Mutt itself is really kind of keeping people busy. It feels like they're doing a good job, at least better, much better than last year. We're getting flashback, heavyweight, veterans every week, a consistent schedule of things, drops and stuff, new cards. All that stuff's kind of keeping people engaged, and people are soaking up the Mutt content. Like, my best videos are still, like, doing Mutt videos and promo videos. And, like, the gameplay, you're right. Like, even my reviews, I'm like, my reviews, like, I was doing this well in reviews 2 years ago. Like, in my channel's... much bigger than that. So it does feel like people don't really play Madden to play the game, or at least view our channels for the playing the game. Would you say that's accurate?
I definitely agree with that. Now, I do have to say that I get some comments probably every couple of videos asking for gameplay. But I don't really get a lot of that. And you're definitely right when it comes to the amount of content they're pushing out this year is insane. Like, a new flashback, heavyweight, veteran every single Monday. And I think we're getting content 5 days a week. Because on Monday, we get the new flashback, heavyweight, veteran. Tuesday is the team of the week. Wednesday is Rising Stars in the morning. Thursday is Primetime Performers. And then Saturday, of course, is Legends. So only Friday and Sunday do you have to make your own videos on, you know, whatever else. Gameplay, tips, whatever. So the amount of content they're pushing out is insane. My only question is, will they keep it up all year long? Because that's it. I don't know.
That's pretty relevant. Texas. What do you think?
Twitch, Texas boy.
I'm writing something about Twitch right now.
I got you.
Go on.
I don't know if they're gonna. Well, they're gonna keep it up. They're gonna keep this up because they like their formulaic stuff. So this has been like kind of the schedule for the past like what four seasons of Mutt. Basically, now we're just getting daily content essentially. But they always kind of like having the Mondays drop, Tuesday drop, Thursday drop. So, well, it's easy. Like all it is just putting out content. The Rising Stars are all young players, so you're not gonna have to worry about like any one of them getting like a team of the week or a outsider. And then with the flashbacks, as long as they just keep putting out. Flashbacks with Adventure, just putting out players. There's a lot of players to pull from. A lot of old players in the league, a lot of players that were on old teams, on new teams now. So I don't know if this is going to stop. We'll see if this is going to continue up until, I guess, the next Series 3 update, because then things might change. I think once we go for Rising Stars, probably something else will take its place. I don't know what they'll do then, but this is going to be what we get for the rest of the year, one would assume.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think it's so weird because Mutt is basically building a team in order to, like, build a team. And eventually, like, if people don't like the gameplay, like, Mutt, I don't know. Mutt carries it, but, like, will it continue to be able to carry this game if people just get sick of it? Or do people not get sick of Mutt itself because the game itself is fun, like, to grind souls and build a team? Like, is that enough fun to keep people? A mobile game, or like Madden Mobile, where like they're like the gameplay sucks, but we keep playing it. Like, the gameplay in Madden on console isn't as bad as mobile. Let's be flat out, it's not that bad. But after a while, like, the gameplay has to improve, or does Mutt have to continue to carry the torch for the franchise and like come up with like a new game mode, like something like, I don't know how, like, you know, NBA 2K has like game modes inside their game, or like other games have that. Like, does Mutt have to do something like that? What do you think about that, Zerk?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, and I've actually thought about, I play Weekend League every weekend, and I stream it. That's like the only reason why I actually have a team, because if I didn't have a team, I don't really upload gameplay that much, and it seems like even if you do upload gameplay, you're not going to get that many views, so why not just stack your coins and then just do, you know, big pack openings that'll get more views than, say, a gameplay, which gameplays take, obviously, you know, they take a lot more time to record, to edit, upload, everything like that. So it's a lot more work, and you're getting rewarded way less. But the gameplay aspect, I personally don't think gameplay is that bad. I know a lot of people say that it's really bad, but I've noticed a couple things recently, which I don't know if it's just been implemented with the new patch or whatever, but like punt returns or like fumbles, my players seem to not pick up the ball at all. Like, I had two punts today bounce off my player's head, and the opponent recovered.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I haven't noticed anything about punts, but fumbles have always been an issue for the last few years, at least in Madden.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Texas, why do you have a team?
Because I have to? No, I have a team. I like the team building aspects. I like putting players on teams and getting chemistries matched up, so that way I can kind of like help people when it comes to building their teams. Just kind of something that I do. This year, again, team building is not where I want it to be. Nothing's ever going to top Madden 17 for me, personally.
For chems?
There's nothing's going to top that.
There's no way Madden 17 chems are better than Madden 19.
So we got mobile blocking. So,
dude, plus two speed. I could put plus... I could put more than two speed on my cards right now.
Oh, you can. I know. The team chemistries are better this year. But that's I'm not doing theme teams, obviously. So
why not?
Sprinters.
Why don't you spread your mind to the universe?
Because if I do a theme team, it's gonna be the 49ers, and I'm not a Niners fan. That Niners theme team is gonna be over fucking power come fucking December.
It's not. Well, what's their lines looking like?
They got. Well, I know Larry Allen's on the line. They're gonna have Joe Staley. They're gonna have a right tackle. They're gonna have like at least four top tier linemen on that damn line.
That's not a bad idea.
They're gonna get flashback Vernon Davis. They're gonna get fucking Delanie Walker. Could be a Niner. They got that George Kittle.
Kittle.
They're gonna get Frank Gore. That team, the defense is like stacked.
Dude, that Kittle with the max tier 49ers, 91 speed tight end. Dude, that's cheating.
91 speed?
Yeah.
He's
are you serious? He's like Tyreek Hill at tight end.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That team's good.
Yeah, all right.
Just overpowered. It's like, I'm not doing theme teams right now, but when it comes to just team building, like, these two Kims on offense that you want to use, the two Kims on defense. So it's not much variety. It's not much spice. And
Whoa. Which two? What? Which two? Name them.
On offense?
Yeah, and defense.
Go deep in zone run?
On defense, it's locked down and run stuff. Even though you should probably go with pass. What? Yeah, lockdown, pass rush. Pass rush is cool, right? Pass rush is cool. Yeah. But, like, what's the difference between 96 and 97? You don't really notice it too much on the field, right?
The same. You see them on another chem.
Yeah. I know, but, like, you always say you go more block shit than anything because, like, at least you know that's going to be a block shit disengage for a sack. Sometimes you have 99 power move, but you may not get 99 power move animation. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird when it comes to, like, how it is to not getting to the quarterback. Plus, with Secure Protector being on everybody's line pretty much for a lot of the good teams, like, you're not going to be getting insta-sheds anyway.
I can kind of agree with that. It seems like block shit, if you have 99 block shit compared to 99 power move, you definitely notice the power or block shit's probably more efficient.
Yeah, and so we go with those two, and then on offense, it's mostly balanced, though, but everybody kind of goes either zone run or go deep. Yeah. It's like, it's two kips. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, they really fucked the pass one because pass block means nothing, so you got to basically get two chems in order to up your pass block on your lineman.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Zerk? Sorry.
I was saying, like all-time teams later in the year are going to be really fun to use because all the
Certain all-time teams.
Yeah.
Were you saying Browns aren't going to be very good?
The Browns are going to be really good because the Browns get a bunch of fucking cards for no reason. But, like,
if Panthers, the Browns win a game, you're getting the team of the week, Brown.
Basically, yeah. But the Panthers are going to be terrible. The Dolphins are probably going to be terrible. It's like, there's not too many theme teams that are going to be viable later on unless they decide to start giving, like, legends for those specific teams.
Oh, Cowboys going to be the best team once we get a Tony Romo.
No, it's not the Cowboys. It's over. We discussed it. It's the Niners. It's the Niners. The Niners. Have you not seen, like, the Niners secondary? Who's going to be the Cowboys secondary?
If we get Patrick Willis.
Halloween most fear Patrick Willis.
That's what I'm hoping for. Or Calvin.
You kind of dumb.
Calvin.
I don't want a Calvin. I don't want a goddamn Calvin. We're going to do run by. Tyreek Hill's going to be better than Calvin, which is funny.
No way.
What do you mean? Yes way.
Calvin's going to have what? At most feared? What, 92, 93 speed?
Probably
97 spec catch. 96, 97.
Plus 6 spec catch means some. Dude.
Y'all like spec catch means some. Herman Moore is Calvin, but he's not. So, like, what are we doing?
He's not as fast.
Okay. He has all the stats but the speed. He ain't out here mossing on dudes.
Yeah,
I would
but
rather
this...
have most feared Moss, to be honest.
Obviously, since speed is everything. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Calvin's not going to be a slow poke himself. He's not going to be Herman Moore slow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so most feared's coming. We could talk a little bit about that, like... Most feared. Do you guys expect something similar to last year? Like, is EA kind of just, like, either hit their stride or kind of just is what it is? We get that content similar to the years past. Like, Mutt Heroes were pretty similar. It wasn't exactly a mirror, but it kind of rhymed. Like, last year, pretty similar, a little different. Do you expect something similar in Most Feared? Like, sets within sets, solos, and whatnot? Or are you guys thinking they kind of change it up and do something different? Is Morphing going to be, like... Remember when Morphing used to be, like, 8-foot tall players? Now it's, like... I don't know. They give 3 inches to a player, and he's like, oh, he's fucking morphed. Aren't you guys excited? I'm like, what? No, I'm not excited. That sucks. Zerk, what do you think about Most Feared? What's coming?
So, I think they're going to change it up a bit because of the way the Mud Heroes was, because we had just last year, I think it was all 91s. Now they made it 90, 91, and 92s.
Mm-hmm.
But I still hope that they have, like, a 95 overall Masters. And I'm hoping they do the same thing with Scary Fast, Scary Tall, Scary Strong, because I like that aspect of it. And I think that made it a little bit fun to get those masters.
Okay.
But the solo challenges.
Master sets?
Yeah. I hope they do it like that. That'd be pretty cool. But I feel like the solo challenges, they're probably not going to be as good. Seeing how Mutt Heroes were terrible too. Unless they actually decide to listen and change them and let you get like maybe one of the cards that you need for the set, like one of the 5 cards you need for the master set. Like give you collectibles to do a pack or something like that. But I was really hoping to see. I predicted that we were going to get Most Feared Patrick Peterson and Most Feared Mac because they were in that level, I think it's what, 52 reward pack? But then, of course, we ended up getting Mutt Hero Pat Pete. So I think Most Feared Mac is basically confirmed at this point because he should have got like 3 Team of the Weeks.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. I think Mac, like, he needs a new card ASAP. Like, we were screaming about it with, Elvin, and they gave us one for the hero. So, yeah, 100% agree. Texas, what do you think about it here? Most Feared, what's going to happen?
I'm hoping that they do, like, a event. I mean, I don't want to play solo battles with motherfucking tall players on the opposing team.
Oh, you're going
to
get it. But you're going to get sucked.
But, like, I want kind of, like, you can have a regular head-to-head mode, but you can have, like, a Most Feared head-to-head mode, where you're going to have, like, Most Feared card. I want to have fun. This game should be about having fun. Not about just playing for coins. Where'd the fun go?
Yeah. Zerk?
So, if you don't have most feared cards when you're playing head-to-head, though, when they're enraged, you're done for. Like, if you don't at least go out and buy the silver players to try and play head-to-head, then there's just no point in playing. Because you just get absolutely dicked on nonstop. And like you said, like, the players gain, like, what, like, 3-6 inches, something like that last year? I remember having, like, 8 feet tall Brian Dawkins.
It was so awesome.
Which, by the way, the animations were so glitchy with him. Like, sometimes he would get, like, a jumping animation, and the ball would, like, still go through him or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was super glitchy like that. And then Marshawn Lynch and Dez. Dez was insane. If you had Dez Bryant.
I remember those cards.
Was that 16? Was that 16?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm just praying that Dez signs with the team soon. I don't even care if it's Cowboys. I just want to have most feared Dez. I want a new Dez card in the game.
I mean, they can put Dez. They can give us Dez. They gave us an RG3, I think, last year. He wasn't in the league.
Yeah, I don't think he was on a team.
They can give us a Dez.
Yeah.
They just know that if they do, people are going to be mad about Kaepernick, so they're probably not going to.
Wait. True. He's in the players union still?
Dez?
Oh. Well, I mean, he's got controversy around it, but I don't know. EA is kind of weird and not angering the NFL, and I don't know. So you're right. Maybe we get a Dez, maybe we don't. Who knows? So, with most feared, most feared Kaepernick would be kind of a cool card though.
Right. Most from all the owners.
Yeah. Most feared by the NFL.
Most feared man on the planet.
Hell yeah.
That would be, like, crazy, though, if EA just decided to drop Kaepernick. If they just said screw it and put him in pack, because he would sell.
Look what happened to Nike stock price.
I almost bought Nike stock. I was this close and decided not to. When it dropped just a little bit.
Why would you buy stock based off a spokesperson?
Well, because I figured that it would drop a little bit and then increase a lot. Which it did. It went up like 100-something% or something like that. It went up a lot.
That's pretty freaking crazy. I did not realize it went up that much. All right. So, yeah, most feared. We'll see. I mean, after most feared, though, we're going to have a little bit of a lull there. Want to be like a month until Thanksgiving or 3 weeks? Do you think we get a promo between most feared and Thanksgiving? Are we gonna get the vaunted road to the playoffs? You know, back in Madden 15, Madden 16 days? I think there was a road to the playoffs in 16, right? Tex, what do you think? Road to the playoffs this year, yay or nay?
I'm hoping for it. It's something that Jake mentioned on the podcast previously. Get back to tradition. Like, you can't establish something then deviate from it. For the past, like, what, 3 seasons? Maybe 2? We haven't had road to the playoffs. Now, I don't want, like, the re-bringing back of, like, gold cards with a different fucking overlay. I don't want that at all. But I would like to see, like, a road to the playoff master set and some other sets in the game as well. Like, maybe silver medal, gold, stuff like that. That leads up to a bigger objective. I would like that, but my guess is you're probably not going to see it, mostly because they probably already have the roadmaps planned out, and the only time they could probably squeeze it in would be, what, after the Halloween Pro Bowl, right before Thanksgiving, and they might have something else planned for that space.
We might get like a mini promo, but I don't think they'll have anything else really planned for those 3 weeks, because generally those are pretty big promos, and then right after Thanksgiving, we start getting into like the December, Christmas, out of position, that kind of stuff. So, man, it'd be kind of cool. What do you think, Xerxes? You want a road to the playoff, or do you think we're going to get it or not?
I hope we get a road to the playoff. And like Tex said, the new gold with just overlays over there, that was stupid. The road to playoff master is really cool. And also, maybe motivators. I think they could squeeze that in there right between Thanksgiving and Halloween.
When were motivators last year? That's a really good point.
I can't remember if they were before Thanksgiving or before Christmas, but I know they were somewhere in between there. And motivators this year would be really good.
Right after Thanksgiving, December 8th, we had them last year.
December 8th?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get those again, though. That'd be kind of cool. I like the motivators. I mean,
I wonder what what's going to be the glitchy boost this year besides just block shit?
Zone. But the thing is, like, we'll talk about that in a little bit with Eric Berry's 99. Zone. But what else besides their block should we be glitchy? Run block would be nice.
If they really wanted to make like a super expensive motivator, just Tyreek Hill with +2 speed.
That they're not gonna do that.
he'd be like a million coins, but
easily. Yeah, +2 speed would be phenomenal. I mean,
fuck Sprinter at that point. That's gonna be more than $2 million because Sprinter is gonna cost like that's gonna be expensive.
Do you guys have Sprinter on your teams? Because I don't. That's way too much training for me.
Yeah,
I mean, if I were to get it, I only can put it on three players and I'm keeping permanently. So there's no point right now because that's only Ray Lewis. I mean, Ray Lewis and Shazier than Tyreek Hill. So that's like five.
And you can't refund that, can you?
No,
I mean, you don't, once you buy, you own it. Even though if you trade somebody, apparently, like. I keep having to rebuy my Go Deep on Michael Vick because I keep trading over to my buddy's account.
Oh, that's kind of weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, I guess if you got, I thought once you buy, you own it, but I guess if you trade it, you don't own it. It's a weird thing.
That's so weird.
But yeah, I mean, like plus two speed. When was the last time we got a speed boost on a car? Was it golden tickets in 16?
No, it was the coach.
Oh, Madden last year. I mean, yeah. Besides, Madden this year,
Doug Peterson
last year, Madden this year. We'll get it next month.
Well, we get speed boost on Madden next month.
Yeah,
but it's hard to get that shit though. You gotta get 100 Series 2 trophy to get that next pass.
Oh yeah, I already got that today.
Boom,
that shit's crazy.
Yeah. Next month it looks like they'll be able to give a physical cam. So I think Sprinter. How much Sprinter will probably be like what 10,000 training probably on John Madden.
Jesus.
Yeah, probably because it's 2,000 just for the regular scheme chems.
It's worth it though, right?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, I got pass rush on it, so maybe Texas doesn't think it is. Anyways,
it's not. I mean, people have. Did you say this year you don't get pressure anyway if you send four? You got a blitz. Why you got pass rush on your players if they don't even get pressure?
Well, I figured out the glitch to it. Like,
oh
yeah. So here's what you do. Go into like a regular four man pass rush, like a nickel normal, nickel 2-4-5, 4-3 wide nine. If you spread your D line, even if you, as long as they don't block six, right? If they block five, you can put a guy in a spy, your right defensive tackle on a spy, and then you pass commit with your guys spread wide. They get such good animations around the shoulder of that right and left tackle. Like, they have to step up in the pocket or else they're getting sacked. Like, it's LT. And Vaughn, and Kevin Green was great with it too. A lot of the top end pass rushers now, like I was getting a decent amount of sacks every game just doing this. But the problem is, you need to pass commit, you need to spread, so you're pretty vulnerable to run down the middle. And since the last patch, it wasn't bad because not many people ran because it just wasn't that effective. But now I'm facing guys that are like 60% run, maybe more, and like so they'll stretch and dive you to death. So. It definitely took a hit on the balance with the meta, because the meta shifted more to a run game because Clint, for some reason, wants to make Madden 19 into Madden 18, where people just run stretch and dive the whole game, and there's nothing you can do to stop them outside of like getting lucky block sheds. But your guys are held pretty well because they can't disengage. And I hate that they did that to the game. But what do you think, Xerxy? You think the run game's OP right now, or do you think it's pretty well balanced, or what's your opinion on the run game?
Oh, the run game after this patch has been a lot better. And usually I'm like a strictly pass, and I have like a really good committee of running backs because I've powered up Zeke. Of course, I have rookie premier Saquon like everybody else in the community. And then, of course, you have Ricky Williams. Today I had a game where I literally handed the ball off to Ricky 35 times.
Jesus Christ.
I don't remember the last Madden game where I have ran 35 times. But single back, half back dive, and stretch, and also inside zone. Those three plays for me get such good blocks now, and it seems like before this patch they did not, but half the time I'll pancake like the first line of defense.
Wow. Are you doing single back ace or what?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I was testing out some single back ace a couple nights ago to do it for my ebook for the run heavy, and dude, stretch out of the single back shit. As long as you have a tight end that you're stretching to that side, it's really good. Couldn't agree with you. And dive is nice because what you can do with dive is you run straight and then you just like hook left or right really fast, and then like the guys are getting hooked on the line of scrimmage. Like, they completely fucked the game up back to the 18 where your edge contains no longer like actually holds the edge. Here's because I hate Master Gamer for this. because, well, it wasn't just him, but there was a quote unquote stretch glitch where no matter what the stats of the defensive end was, they'd always get the similar animation where they get up the field and hold the edge, so you couldn't stretch and you couldn't run around them. So stretch wasn't that good at the beginning of the year, and I was like, all right, cool, let's play this game where you got to pass the ball and you can't just run stretch 30 times a game. But they patched that out. They patched that quote-unquote stretch glitch out. So now those guys are getting hooked easier than dumb fish, and they're just running around the edge for 20 yards a pop or 10 yards a pop until you're using get over as long as you don't trip up. But yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I personally hate the run game being OP. If like Clint justified it by saying their run yards per attempt was lower than they wanted, like what's what? Show us that data. You can't just say some mystery excuse like that and without showing it's telling us you guys were only averaging 2 yards a pop on your runs. We want to boost that up. Not, I bet you we're averaging 5 yards plus a run right now. At least online. Like it's like you get some nice blocking and some chunk yardage and a lot of runs. So it's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. Zerk, you want to say anything else on that?
About the run game, like every single time that I run halfback dive at a single back, what I instantly do is I don't run up the middle. I actually just cut it immediately to the outside left. Like I've literally been doing that for the past like 2 years, but I'll sub in Terrell Owens out there because he's actually a good run blocker. And it seems like every time that you get to the edge where, say, your wide receiver is run blocking, the safety takes an angle where he comes in between your the wide receiver over there blocking every single time. And if you can just juke out the safety, then you're gone.
Yeah.
And that's literally every single time that you run that.
It's the worst. Yeah. Texas, what do you think?
I don't play online. The run plays are super OP, mostly because, like, whenever I went right into, like, I played Draft Champion, just 'cause I'm just bored sometimes, and just the first two plays, two random guys, again, stretch. I'm like, okay, we're doing this again. So I don't – they got to fix stretch because for the past three seasons, there's been something with the blocking. For some reason, the offensive linemen don't have the speed or the run block finesse, whatever the hell the rating is, and they just get out there and move and – the holes are going to be there. If you pick the wrong holding, go outside. You pick the outside holding, go inside. So just the linebackers don't move the proper way to stop stretch.
Yep.
And then they don't. And then also like they don't have like I do want to see a stretch bootleg though, like a stretch play action where the line moves one way, the quarter boots bootleg to the other side. It'd be kind of fun to see. But
they have that, but they, you get sacked.
You get sacked. Yeah. You get sacked immediately.
Every single time.
Play action throws you right into a sack. Makes me so mad.
Yeah, so that play action boot, yeah, it's been broken for a while. It's tough, but it's fucking and like online play. At least at the top end of the competitive ladder, we're seeing a lot of 3-3-5 odd with the looping blitz and then bunch. See a lot of bunch. Bunch is back, right? So stretch and bunch. Do people really clamor for last year's game that much? Like that was 18. Like why are the people that are giving input? Why are they saying, all right, let's play 18 again? Like, let's move on. Let's play a new fucking game, all right?
Let's play 18 without 91 zone.
That's what they want, I guess.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
18 without 91 zone.
Like, there's a couple new bunch plays. You can't use the same bunch you used last year's, but, like, people adapted. Bunch is, like, the best blocking thing in the game. It's just frustrating. Like, the game doesn't change. They don't give us new route combinations year to year. I think they got, like, one guy doing playbooks and stuff. Maybe they need to bring in another guy to help work out new plays and new formations and stuff. Like, what do you think, guys? Zerk.
I think that they definitely need to bring it. Like, I like how there's more formations this year. But another thing about the gameplay is that if you face a crossing route, it does not matter who you have at cornerback. I get beat every time. I have powered up Pat Pete, Deion Sanders powered up, and I have Ramsey. But Ramsey doesn't ever cover the crossing routes. It's always Pat Pete and Deion. And they always get toasted. And those are like the two fast corners in the game. And they're going up against like Randy Moss, which I mean, obviously he's fast, but he's not faster than Deion. And they're just getting completely torched. And man coverage for me is terrible, which I have to say I played the beta, like the closed beta that is out where you couldn't make any videos on it, whatever. Yeah. And man coverage in there was so OP. Like, they could not even throw an out route, which usually is super glitchy against man coverage. They would instantly break on it. But it seems like man coverage is terrible, and zone really doesn't even play that good anymore.
Yeah, we'll get to zone in a little bit. Like, I want to talk about what you said with, like, players don't play it well. It kind of leads me to the point, like, do you think Madden does a bad job individualizing players and the different play styles and how well they played versus, like, different strengths and weaknesses? Like, Deion playing differently than Jalen Ramsey? Like, Deion, I throw hit sticks with Deion Sanders.
Really?
Like, do you think... Yeah, I've thrown a few. They're not as successful as with bigger guys and better hit power guys, but maybe... I mean, that's probably a little bit of Deion, too. But, like, do you think cards don't play differently enough, Zerk?
Yeah. The only thing I have to say is that the only corner I've really noticed that will smack you and you will drop the ball is Jalen Ramsey. And I had Aeneas Williams, who has pretty similar block shed and hip power to Jalen Ramsey. But the hip, like, something with Ramsey, he just kills people. Besides that, no corner for me is good at hit sticking. Most of them, they don't even secure their tackle. And that's like Aeneas Williams, like Pat Pete, those type of players. They all play kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of like ratings don't matter.
Texas, I know you want to go off on this.
Well, the players like being clones, like none of these players like feeling like themselves. Like, it's that's just kind of how this game is going to evolve into, because ratings at some point, all these players are going to basically be the same, just with a different name. That's why I was like, pushing forward, just like the Kamara. The Kamara, even though he's going to play like Ear with a hat back, he's kind of nice to have because he looks like Kamara. The tape sleeve, you look at his fucking, you can see his, like, you can't really see his face, but like, it just, the personality is what makes you want to buy that player because he has his in game personality. For the past, like, what, forever, Matt has been like that. Since Madden 13, he's like, nobody plays any differently. As long as you hit the thresholds, or as long as you have good ratings inside those thresholds, like, you should be able to go. It's just everything at the end of the day matters about speed. That's the only thing that matters. Just trying to find the fastest guy that has the best stats.
I will say, right now, players, because of thresholds, like you say, players right now at the top end of the coin spectrum versus, like, you know, medium players, I think there's more of a difference right now than there will be, right, in 4 months, 5 months, when we get to February, March, when we have a lot of players around that. Like, I agree. And then it's to an extent that I'm also wrong. Like Xerxes says, like, crossing routes, like, corners just don't want to play it. Like, it's like parents just don't understand. Like, corners just don't want to play it. I don't get it. Like, I feel like, I mean, that's Madden coding being very strict. Like, I want more thresholds. Like, obviously we have to have thresholds in games for different animations because they trigger and whatnot. I understand that it has to be in the game. So I just want more of it, more individualized. I don't know how you do that, though. Like, how does, besides for, like, the certain, like, dances and the way Deanna holds the ball and the way guys have, like, different throwing motions and maybe running motions, like, how do you differentiate play on the field? Because we know zone's kind of whatever. Man is whatever, just a number. How do you differentiate it? Like, what would you guys do?
I don't even know if you can differentiate it besides just kind of like starting at a lower threshold and like making, going from like a lower scale so cards are like lower overall, so the guys that actually do stand out more.
Yeah, yeah, very well.
That's the only way you can do it.
But like the way,
like, I don't think you can like give like mocap Ramsey's like press style or and just do what he like. I don't think they can do that. Like have him press in a unique way, or
yeah,
how Deion probably. Just have his like fluidity. Maybe like those, that might be the best bet. Just kind of have like, because Deion probably, I didn't really watch Deion play, but he probably played at a different pace than other people. So he just kind of made it look easy. So I feel like they probably could do something like that where it's just like special players have like better tendencies, like traits essentially.
Now, do
actually
you just
mean something in game?
Do you just want it to be looks, or do you want it to actually play differently on the field?
Probably, well, both. I think the look and the playing differently goes a long way. The look adds to it, though, because nothing's worse than just having a generic guy out there.
Yeah.
Just a generic guy not having anything that he wore because that's just what you decided to do.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I literally spent a million coins on Deion, and he's still, like, the fastest card in the game, and he still gets beat over the top, and I don't press. And Moss will run right by him.
Is that a fade route? Because some fade routes.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely nerfed those, like, fades. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a fade, but it's kind of like where they, as soon as they hike the ball, they take like one step to the outside and then they go. I don't know if you count that as a fade.
Yeah, that's an old school fade. Yeah. But yeah,
it's like, I mean, Saints Cross, whatever that play is.
Yeah, they. I feel like I used to have that. You used to beat man. I think they nerfed it a little bit, but yeah, I agree. It's kind of weird, right? Like those old school fades. How man coverage even backed off, you can get beat deep.
Yeah. So, I feel like Deion should be like the most insane corner in the game. He should be locked down as hell, and he's not. And I spent a mil on him, and he's not even that good.
Weird, right? Yeah. I will say, though, like, my opponents, when I go against guys with lower overall cards, it is a lot easier to beat them, both running the game, and it feels like I can throw the ball, whether it's because they don't have the agility or speed to catch up to it. I will say it is a little bit easier to beat them. So cards do matter, but to what extent and the individuality of each card, to what they matter, it's a little bit debatable. All right, moving on. Next topic. What do we got? 99 Zone, talking about the cards. So I was putting reviews together last night, editing stuff. I'm still not done with them, but I was chopping up clips and stuff, and I looked at a few cards. I looked at Eric Berry and his 99 Zone coverage, and because they said 99 Zone coverage should act like 91 was last year, and I was like, okay, well, that's cool. Let's watch as Eric Berry breaks as the ball comes out of the quarterback hands. And I looked at him like, oh, shit, he's not breaking. So when Eric Berry's not breaking on the ball like 91 Zone, I'm like, okay, what's the point of 99? Because we can't go above it. And for better or worse, I'll just say, it's not happening. It's the ball's like, I don't know, a quarter of the way there, maybe a third of the way there before Eric starts to break. So it's not as glitchy as last year, which is fine. Because last year it was kind of hard to pass the ball without very specific route combinations, you know, like the Z routes and clear out routes. And like even this year, I do notice a lot of clear out routes on corner routes. The guy still instantly breaks and breaks the pass. Like he's going full momentum one way, stops, turns full speed to stop the corner route. That's still annoying as hell. So that's still an issue with the game. But like, so on one hand, the defenders are good and they're overpowered. But on the other hand, it's not as powered as they promised us. What do you guys take out of that? Let me hear from Texas first.
It's interesting because like I was going to ask you, like, did you do the testing with out the 99 and then go 98 and see if it plays the same? Because I always assumed that EA probably didn't know it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Because I'm pretty sure they said 99 is now the new 91, but if it's not playing the same, then it's not.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe if we do some more testing, see how 98 reacts, if it's similar. Because if he's looking at the ball, he should react when the quarterback's starting to throw. But if he's still moving slow, that's just a problem with EA's defensive backs. Because I know a lot of people have issues. Especially, I know, I see Sav. He always tweets at least once a week, my defender's right here, and he doesn't. He just stands there. So it could just be something with just how the defensive backs are programmed, and they don't really react as fast as they should normally in most all circumstances.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, is 90 just the new zone threshold? If 99 is anything special, then... But you're right. I should go test out, see if what he's like with 98 and so on and so forth, see if there's any differences. Mm-hmm. Zerk, what do you think about your Eric Berry?
So I have Eric Berry, obviously, with 99 zone because I have the Coach Madden for the zone coverage, whatever.
Yep.
I think I've played about 25, maybe 30 games so far with Berry, and I think he might have two interceptions. And that's with people just chucking it deep. And he really does not react at all to plays. Like, someone will throw it right down the seam, probably about 2 yards from him, and the tight end will still, like, a tight end streaking down the seam will still catch it. And Berry will completely whiff on it. And even sometimes, like, Eric will get an animation like he's going to intercept it, but he's behind the receiver. Like, you're not going to pick it off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I know what you're talking about. The receiver catches it, and then he's like, he's running free because Berry dove.
Yeah, but he, like,
missed it.
Yeah. And or sometimes Berry will like go for the interception, not get it, and then he'll get an animation as if like the play's over. He'll be like with his hands on his hips or something, and the player just keep running.
Mm-hmm. I love those animations, bro. Like if you go for a pick, sometimes the defensive back on your team will go for a pick, and the ball's like not thrown near them, but then they'll just like, fuck, I didn't catch it. It's like, most, go yes, tackle the guy yes. running right by you.
It's the most annoying thing.
Like, what are you doing? I hate those are up there. The diving ones make me mad, though. I play solo battles a lot. And yeah. I don't need you to dive to deflect the pass. Just make the tackle. You dive, you give him an extra 15 yards because I got to now run down a fucking 84 overall fucking slow tight end that has 99 speed in that mode because Shazier can't catch him.
Oh, I've given up on solo battles. Just go for ultimate. I'm done with top 100. I can't do that anymore.
It's easy, man.
It's too much time.
Dog, this last patch made that dual edge work again, bro. It's super cake now.
That's the one thing I have to say about when you have a girlfriend. You don't have time to play weekend league and all the solo battles and record videos and stream. It's impossible.
See, I don't got a girlfriend. I didn't say that. I'm putting words in my mouth.
Putting words in my mouth.
What are you? What are you? You're not Facebook official, Tex?
Nah, I mean, I'm a hoe right now. I'm thotting it up.
Thotting it Wait, yeah. What did you say about Dual Edge? Sorry, I didn't hear you for a second.
The Dual Edge is since that new patch is back. It's back and stronger than ever, apparently. I have not had any issues. I get at least 10 sacks a game now.
Wait, what's the Dual Edge?
Just like sending blitzes on multiple, like man blitzing up both edges.
Oh, like mid blitz in solo battles.
Mid blitz or anything else that has both the guys coming in. Because if you hover over the technique again, hover over the center.
Yeah,
he comes in. Guy comes screaming every single time now.
Damn.
So I'm annoyed because I know head to head's probably filled with that again, where guys will come out in big nickel over G, blitz to fucking 90 speed strong safety after you hover over the damn center with a linebacker and he comes in screaming every single time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play. I cannot wait.
Hey, breaking news. We're getting rising stars Tariq Cohen and Derek Barnett tomorrow. By the podcast, this won't be breaking anymore. But halfback and right end, two positions we already have rising stars at. Does EA not pay attention? We need positions we don't have rising stars at so we can put them as backups for chemistries.
First of all, you better put some respect on my boy Tariq Cohen. Mazel tov, my man.
What?
How fast is he?
90 speed.
Fuck that card. All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
He's at least 92 speed. He has 90 speed. Like, no. There's like, we got Saquon Barkley. Like, we got Ricky Williams. Like, our halfbacks are kind of stacked. I thought he might be like a nice little just speed back. But no.
He probably has better catching than Kamara, though.
No, I don't think he does. He's an 86 overall. He probably has like 45 catching.
He has 74 catching. But
what?
That's better than Kamara. Kamara
has 68. So he's basically black Christian McCaffrey.
I'm not going to comment on that.
What do you mean? I'm going to comment. Just laugh.
Oh, just laugh. Laugh and move on?
Because Christian McCaffrey is the best receiving back in Madden.
I think that card, that card is good.
I hated Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, I didn't like him. Yeah.
What?
I
think that card is glitchy.
He didn't perform that well for me.
Played better than Zeke for me.
Oh, yeah. Zeke was pretty good. Zeke and CMC are two different type of backs, though. Like, Zeke is... Yeah. Anyways. Does EA not know we need, like, outside linebackers on defense? We already have a right end. Like, are we going to start both right ends as rising stars? Silly.
I mean, I guess they just forgot, bro. I don't know. I'm going to laugh at Darren Ness like a D-tackle or something, because this year they put a lot of guys, like, in the wrong position. So, like, a lot of theme teams are not viable because they'll put a guy at D-tackle who's a left end or vice versa.
Yeah. And then, like, so yeah, it's going to be matched up with another starter.
And then you have to fucking wait for another car to come out that's in the right position so you can go ahead and get yourself the tier 50. Or tier 10, I should say.
Yeah. Silly that each theme team didn't come out with tier 10 available at launch. All right. So, it is what it is. EA kind of screwing up their own program. They should do one for every single position in the game, even kicker and punters, before they double up on positions. With the exception of, like, wide receiver CB, but, yeah.
It's the dartboard theory, bro. They're out here throwing darts at the board, and they're just waiting, seeing what happens.
Yeah. All right. So, we talked about season... Oh, what do you guys think about their the new season rewards and double XP? What do you guys think about them encouraging to get a season? Like, this is something we talked about last week with Wheels. By the way, I want to talk about Wheels. Wheels thinks Madden views were terrible, Zerk. Maybe it's just you and him having different thoughts on the game and gameplay. But I want to kind of get your... I don't know if you probably didn't watch the one last week with Wheels, but he was very down on the game this year. He doesn't like it versus previous years. He thinks views are down, which, I mean, you kind of alluded to. This month, views are down for Madden YouTubers, and generally, there's kind of a little bit of slump in Madden before it picks back up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the Super Bowl. But, yeah. Like, Wheels doesn't like the game. Like, what do you think that is about? Like, you like it, though.
I think it's okay, but I definitely noticed that Wheels has not uploaded as much as he did the first month, because literally the first month, I think me and him had about the same exact stats, because I think we both had like 1.7 mil views and like 12k subs or something like that. So we literally had like the same exact stats, and then you take a look at September, and I don't know how many views he had, but I still had like 1.2, I think, mil, but... He just didn't upload as much because you could tell that he hated the game.
Yeah.
And I even saw some comments, like, because I watch his videos and I'll see, like, the comments on his stuff asking for gameplay. And he's just like, man, I don't even like the gameplay. And Wheels is, like, one of the top gameplay guys. Like, usually he'll do, you know, Team League packs, and then he'll drop the gameplay after. Or new Legends will come out, he'll drop a Legend gameplay after. But he just hates the game.
Yeah. Do you, like, so what I there's different types of Madden YouTubers, obviously. Do you consider yourself kind of like, so Wheels was one of the first ones to do, like, daily content and talk about it and that kind of stuff back in, Madden 16, I think, is when he started up and doing that daily content. And then he, in Madden like 18, he started doing the gameplay of all the new cards. But he generally do like new content and talk about that and predictions and stuff like that for Team of the Week. And then it's kind of like they're like, I don't know, guys, like you follow him and you're doing daily content basically. That Mutt Gamer does similar stuff. So there's a lot of other guys that kind of taken on from Wheels. Like, do you think Wheels? I don't know. Like, why do you think it's just the gameplay for him, or just the game got old? Like, you clearly are really into stats. Like, if you ask me how many views I got, I wouldn't be able to tell you in any month of my entire life.
I think you have about 350,000 this month. I think you have.
Yeah. So like, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I checked like a couple days ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you at any point how many views I have per month. And maybe that's the reason I don't get a ton, is because I need to focus on it more, or just do better videos. But like, do you? Like, so you, I mean, is that, do you care about Madden, like, for the game? Do you actually like the game, or do you like putting out the content and the YouTube part of it more?
Honestly, well, I think I'd have to say the YouTube, just because it is, let me put it like this. If I didn't enjoy Madden, I probably wouldn't be doing YouTube. And I think that's kind of what Wheels is dealing with right now, is he hates Madden, so he doesn't really want to upload the game. But it's kind of more difficult when it was, like, when this wasn't my full-time job. When I was working another job doing YouTube, whatever, I would still daily upload because I liked Madden. It's a little bit more tough this year just because gameplay, a lot of people said it was at an all-time high earlier this year, and then as the patches have been coming out, it's kind of been getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it isn't as good as it's been in the past couple of years.
I gotcha.
That's been a sentiment a lot of guys have had about the patches. Like, the game comes out, plays fine, then they patch it, breaks it, and they gotta repatch that patch to fix the patch. Yeah. So,
I mean,
just kind of gets degenerative at times.
To be fair, with the patches, like, they're trying to fix like legitimate issues in the game and problems with the game. It's just they keep making more, and then like as they patch some stuff, we notice other stuff, and they make stuff overpowered that wasn't overpowered before. So I agree, like, the game wasn't, like, all that, like, puppies and blowjobs at the beginning of the year and everything great. Like, but it was new to us, it was fresh, so we liked it, and we were grinding it and stuff. But then the patch comes, and patches are pretty easy to blame. But I think if they wouldn't have patched the game, we'd hate it even more right now.
Yeah. I feel like the number one thing they did right, though, is power-ups. And power-up passes, and being able to get these limited-time cards with training points instead of having to go spend 600K... You can spend like 6,000 training points, whatever, which right now is probably about 300K, 350K worth. So I think that's a little bit better. And then, of course, you can just get half that back. So if you end up unpowering up Marcus Peters, in total it would cost you like 170K after you get the training points back. So I feel like they did that really well.
Yeah.
And in terms of just pushing out content, I feel like we're getting a ton. And yeah. I like it a lot, like the limited time breeze and everything. That's really cool that they gave that to him. It's just the fact that gameplay is nowhere close to how they're doing in terms of pushing out content, which is why, like, content YouTubers are kind of doing a lot better than gameplay guys are right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just pushed a gameplay video live, and I think I agree. Like, the content guys, the guys that it's easy. Like, here's the thing with content and tips. Like, tips, like, just running a play and showing how to break it down in a play, that takes about as much time as what, like, just doing content. Like, you turn on the OBS, you say your piece, you turn it off, you upload it. Like, 10 minutes of work. But, like, gameplay, and nobody wants to, like, see it as much. It's just weird. But maybe that'll change going forward. Who knows? But, yeah, maybe, yeah. We'll see. I do think I need to evolve my content a little bit and move more towards, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed right now. Anyways, Texas, what do you think about your content? Do you like what you're doing now? Are you content? Are you trying to chase more views and stuff like that? Or are you going to keep the...
Always trying to improve. I like what I got going right now. I get better at my time management thing so I can, like, do what I want. I still haven't started the series, and I'm trying to get started for, like 2 months. But I'll probably get to that, like, this week, so...
Oh, yeah.
But I'm liking, like, how everything's going so far this year. Power-ups are really fun, like Xerxes said, and, like, the fact that people seem to, like, enjoy, like, having those extra coins being saved on using power, because they're basically the same card as their top tier one. And so just kind of providing information to people like that don't know, because it seems like a lot of people, like, stuff is common knowledge, but it just doesn't seem to translate to most people that they should probably be doing that. So I'm liking how things are going so far. Just gotta keep the grind going though. Keep getting better.
True. Yeah,
I'm taking like a week off.
Yeah, I agree with time management being very important in videos and stuff. But like, yeah, maybe I need to whatever fix it up, fix myself up a little bit. Anyways, training points. I have that on the agenda. I don't know why. And oh, how much they've gone down? Were you guys surprised with how much training points have gone down? Do you expect them to go up or down in the future? Like, is this kind of like a low for a couple weeks, or most feared's going to push them lower and lower? I said on my market Monday that training points are only going down this year, and investing them isn't the greatest move unless you're in like the really short term. What do you guys think about training points, and where do you see their future, Xerxes?
So they're definitely going to keep going down. It's just a matter of how much more will cards cost. Like, if we get the 95 overall, let's say we get Randy Moss. How much is it going to cost to take your 92 overall Moss now up to the 95 where you have to put in, you know, the most of your Moss or whatever? Like, I personally have 12,000 training points right now. Now, obviously, being YouTubers, you want to go out and get the new cards, power them up, whatever. So it costs a lot. That's the only reason I have that many training points. And then, of course, like you said, the head-to-head, double XP, 5,000 training points per Super Bowl win, whatever. So that gives you a lot of training points there. But I feel like as the year goes on, I'm super curious to know how much it's going to cost to power up a 99 overall player. Like, how many training points is going to cost?
Yeah, like, shit. Yeah, when we get our first 99, like, say the Super Bowl champion MVP has a power-up card, that's going to be crazy. But the thing is, like, by then, like, 92s and 93s will be pretty common. So, like, it's going to balance itself out, like, just because it'll be cheaper to get training points itself. Just through the coin sale. So that's to be seen. I mean, we'll see how high they take the quick sale value and everything out of those cards. But yeah, I don't know. I'm sure EA has a plan for it though. But I agree. Texas, what do you think about training points in the future?
I think they're gonna keep going down, because I don't think there's anything they can do to rebound the market. Because what they would have to do is just basically take the packs out of this, like take flashback packs, take all those packs out, and just not put them back in the game. Because also they can, of course, correct this if they want them to go up in prices by obviously limiting the supply. But they're not going to do that.
And Legends are basically a lot of the supply right now for the best training, so it's not necessarily flashbacks.
On weekends, those Legends, those exchange sets are kind of like doing that as well, because you'll just, people are spending like $25,000 per for five players and then just sell a car for $130,000. So yeah, it's helping out a lot there too. So I think they're just gonna have to keep going down. So I don't know if you don't invest in training, just go ahead and get some, just so you can go ahead and get your players up to a certain thing. But I feel like if you get Kim solos coming out, you're not gonna need to like go buy crazy. It's not cards are gonna go up too crazy to where you can't afford to buy them.
Yeah. I generally agree with that, and I think training. You know, there's what, four currencies in Madden right now. Or three. What do we got? Like training points, coins. Three, I guess. Currencies. I don't think there's anything else to buy and sell stuff. Yeah. Seems like a lot, but I think it was a good ad. I got to give them credit. I think Mutt, EA, you know, Kralo, Jake, good job so far this year. Moving on to our weekend league changes. So they changed the win requirement for weekend league. Is this a pro or con? They're basically rewarding guys that maybe don't have all. Had the time to play all 25 games, like me, or the heart, the stomach. Xerxes, you've been playing all 25 games. How many wins do you normally get?
Huh. Well, I'm trash. So I get about 15 to 16 wins every weekend league. So even though I have a God squad, I never make it in the top 100, and I haven't got elite one time this year. But with them changing it, I actually feel like there's going to be a lot more people playing as well. Because the thing was, Ultimate was 20 wins before. In Top 100, there's people in Top 100 towards the end of the week that actually only have 18 wins. So even 18 wins will sometimes get you into Top 100, so literally no one ever got Ultimate rewards.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anyone was complaining about, because then you get Top 100. But now Ultimate is going to be 16 wins and Elite 14. Which means that if you get Ultimate and you take the coins instead of the packs every single time, if you get 16 wins and you don't take the touchdown packs, you don't take the red zone, and then you get 110,000 coins instantly, you're making 300,000 coins a week off weekend league if you just win 16.
Yeah, pretty freaking cool, huh?
Yeah. So that's a lot better than getting gold every week.
Wait. Can you say that again? How many coins? I just brought up the spreadsheet myself.
You get 310,000 coins every week because you get two touchdown, two red zones. So that's 25k each for the red zone, and then it's 75k per touchdown. So you get 200k there, plus you get 110,000 coins instantly. So you get 310k.
That's fucking I think I played the most games of weekend league this year 2 weekends ago. Last weekend I just played 7 games because I was building my team the whole stream all weekend. So I went 15-2, and yeah, I got like whatever gold. What was it 2 weeks? But that would be elite. I'd probably play one more just to get to ultimate 100. Mm. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
That's a lot of damn coins,
man. Yeah, it is.
It's over 1 million coins a month. 1.2 mil.
That's hot. But I mean, like 1.2 mil by me is like wasted in like a week on some of these goddamn cards just to get footage. Footage for fucking videos that don't get any views. What am I doing with my life? Anyways. yeah. Texas, what do you think about the weekend league changes? You going to play it?
I mean, I don't know. I like playing online. Weekend league is kind of its own animal, but the game's still broken. And ID the mic doesn't work still. So like, I don't want to play a game where that doesn't work again. I got so mad last year playing weekend league when you would ID the blitzer and then the running back would go for the cut stick every fucking time, get hurdled, then you get sacked. So I don't like being sacked when I know it's coming. Yeah. You know?
You're not a glutton for punishment, randomly
block shit, it's fine. But like if I know the motherfucker's sending off the edge and I'm doing everything in my power to prevent it from happening, and it still happens, I get mad.
I can't control it. ID the mic. Still didn't stop it.
It's so stupid. So until they fix that, I want to play, but I know I'm going to get mad and break my controller again because I'm like, this motherfucker's coming in and I'm doing all this shit, all these tools in the game, and y'all ain't fix it yet.
Yeah, I had this debate with Mattster. I contend that it was broken. And he's like, no, it works. Not how you think it'd work. And I was like, well, that's broken since it doesn't work how we think. Like, so basically with the ID of the mic, what you need to do is ID like a defensive lineman. Depends on where. Consider ID the mic like another slide. Like, so you slide left, ID the mic to another guy where you think the blitz is coming. Like, here's how I pick up blitzes is like block a running back, obviously. I slide away from the running back, and then I ID if I think it's coming off the edge, like a defensive end near the edge, or a defensive tackle if it's going to loop through the middle. That's how I stop those blitzes. That's basically almost a universal blitz stopper right there. So. Just FYI for the future, for anybody listening, I don't have any points to you, mate. Right, cool. It's not exactly working because you need very specific knowledge to know how to block blitzes. And so it's like kind of like a duct tape together car. Sure, it moves down the road and it's working like that, but it's still broken in the sense that, you know, this thing can be just like fall in half and put too much weight in the middle. So I don't know. Take it for what you will. Take that tip. ID the mic still sucks. All right, so what's going to happen now is we have 17 minutes to get to the over on this podcast. So, Xerxy, as you know, we need to fill to get our extra ad time, our 10 minutes of ad time. So could you repeat everything we went through for the last hour?
I have got this handled.
Thank you.
You have an outro? You want to put an extra 40 seconds on that?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Let me talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know if I want to go into this.
Go, do it, videos. Do it, do
Can
it.
Can I go into 10 minute videos? Okay. I'll go into it. So let me explain to y'all why YouTubers should do 10 minute videos. Ad revenue. As this being my full-time job, obviously, I want to make some good money. 10 minute videos, they literally make you about triple the revenue, as I'm sure that Texas and GovFox, you both can agree with that, at least like double or triple the revenue, without a doubt.
But that I don't know. I've never done them. Incredibly. Yeah, I don't do more than one ad, but yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, and a lot of people, some people will comment and be like, you know, why so many ads, or you know, 30-second outro to get to 10 minutes, and then surprisingly, there's like as of recently too, there's a lot of people that actually like okay, like get that money. Or, like, a lot of people, like, defend me on Twitter, and they'll be like, oh, he's just trying to make, you know, get his money. It's his full-time job. You know, if you don't want to support him and watch, you know, 30 more seconds or whatever, then it's whatever. But a lot of people have actually been coming around to 10-minute videos. And I think that in August of 2017, so last year, was my first ever good month on YouTube, and I had like 600K views. The revenue was absolutely terrible. So I decided I would start doing like 10-minute videos, and it's been insane ever since.
Hmm.
You got a little Poochie in the background?
So you think it just boosts revenue, not so much like views? Because you've also said...
Oh, go on. Yes. So also with search results, I think it helps tremendously with search results because I think about 60% of my views come from suggested videos, which is huge. Like that's...
Let me see.
A lot of YouTubers, I don't even think they have like 30%. So I think that YouTube actually pushes my videos out there more because they're making more revenue off of it. All right. So 10-minute videos make you more revenue and plus help your search results.
So you get suggested videos is... Wait, how much?
Let me double check on that, but
you
I'm
said
pretty sure...
60?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's close to 60.
Yeah, definitely check on that. What the fuck? 60? I'm 15.
You're 15?
15%?
Where did I check that at?
Go to your traffic sources in your analytics.
Let's see. Bet. This is analytics talk. This is great for the podcast.
I take that. Okay. I take that back. Definitely not 60. 25%.
Wow. Oh, wait. Watch time or views?
That would be for discovery.
Is that traffic source? Views? Wait, your traffic sources, is it view number or watch time minute percentage?
I believe it's view number.
Well, it should say it. It's right there under your suggested videos. There's watch time right next to views.
Let me see.
Do you see the percentage? My percentage watch time is 24% for suggested, but only 15% for views.
Let me go on my computer because I was doing it on the YouTube Studios app.
Oh, okay. They always default to watch time, which, yeah, we're basically equal on that then.
Okay, let me see.
All right.
Suggested videos?
Yeah, suggested videos. What's your view number percent, Texas?
View number 19.
You're 19. You get more suggested video views than I do. That means people click you when they see your thumbnail.
Shout out to my man Jason.
Woo!
Jason.
He makes my thumbnails.
Okay. So let me see this. So suggested videos in terms of watch time per minute is 20%.
Okay.
Mm. Views is 18%.
So your watch time is lower, but yeah, your views. All right, so your view percentage is higher than mine. You and Texas both have a higher view percentage for suggested videos. So like people clicking on the thumbnails. Huh, cool. Just interesting.
My average watch time is crazy off my suggested videos. God damn. How?
my
7 minutes? Yeah, 7.5 minutes?
Dang.
These motherfuckers watch my videos for that long?
My average view duration off of suggested videos is 6 minutes and 13 seconds compared to browse features, which is 5.5.
I'm at 7 for browse, not 7 for suggested, or 8 for suggested. For channel pages, 8. And then for YouTube search 5, which is really funny. You're searching people, you only go to search for 5 minutes. That's so weird.
Dang.
Notifications, though. I don't know what that means. I guess that people must do notification stuff.
Notification squad. Woo, woo!
824, y'all the best.
Yeah.
I guess I'll look at more of this shit. All right, this is not good podcast talk, though, so we got to...
Back to Mud. Yeah, this is more interesting just for us three.
Definitely bored
as shit. We're talking too much.
Nobody's trying to talk about
it. This is how we're trying to stretch to 120. We got 11 minutes left.
I don't know why I thought it was 60. Why did I think it was 60?
Maybe one of the videos you did was like at 60%, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw something with 60. I don't know.
But anyways, yeah. So I don't know. You're killing it though. So congrats on that. Is there anything else we want to talk about with Mutt? Did I hit everything? Weekend League, limited. Oh yeah, we talked a little bit about limited time Breeze. Most feared season rewards. We talked about 99 points, training points. Yeah, we talked about YouTube stuff. I think we're good. Anything you guys want to bring up before we end it, Texas?
Save a whale.
There's no second half of that?
No, just save a whale.
Okay. That is a good message. So do not heat your home with whale oil, please. Please switch to coal. Yeah. A much cleaner source. Xerxe, anything you want to chat about or any last words or anything before we head out?
Eat your noodles, drink your milk, and play your mutt.
Hey, you guys are perfect spokesmen. Everybody, anybody that represents a brand, definitely hit up Tex and Zerk. You can tell.
Slide in my DMs.
Here we go. Slide in. Here we go.
There it is. All right. Hey, thank you both, Xerxy, for coming on, Texas, for, you know, always being there together with me, supporting, being with each other, freeborn men of the USA as we are. So thanks, Zerk. Take it easy.
Appreciate it.
Texas. Thanks for having
me on. Yeah, no problem.
Have a
good one, Fox.
What?
Have a good one. I'm laughing at that outro. I was like, I was super wordy.
Yeah, well, you know how I am. I ramble. I'm trying to learn from Zerk. He's here to teach me. He's the 10-minute god. Hey, put that on a shirt. Xerxy's going to do a – is that announced yet? You can do a clothing line?
10 minutes.
For like my so when many, I hit 50K, should I do like
that
10 minutes?
So many innuendos.
10 minute king or something?
Hell yeah.
10-minute god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Fuck yes.
I've got Fuzzy's royalties.
So when Zerk gets 50K, he'll get his clothing line out to all you guys. And you can buy your choice of his t-shirts and sweatshirts and whatever else he's selling. But otherwise, check him out. Links in the description below, of course, as always, guys. Thank you and take care.
Goodbye.
Deuces.